When we think of boxing, we picture two men duking it out in the ring. But times have changed. Kickboxing and Tai Bo have joined aerobics at health clubs across the country. Women are even entering the professional boxing arena. And Strange Champs talked with one of them, Kate Secules, who's written about her days as a fighter in The Boxer's Heart. She told Anne how it all started.
I stumbled upon it, and many people do these days, women especially in aerobics classes, and I think I stumbled upon the first such class in New York. And it was not real boxing, it was just a bit of shadow boxing in an aerobics class, but it just hooked me. And then the classes at that gym continued to get a little more serious. And then by this time, I really wanted to know if I could really do it for real.
What was it that hooked you? I mean, was it the physical moves, the fact of throwing a punch, the feeling that you were fighting or this was about aggression? What was it?
No, it wasn't yet anything to do with fighting or aggression. In fact, I sort of didn't really think about that until I had to confront it at the gym. But it was more, it was the physical moves. It was very much that because I was so sick of aerobics. You know, it's an efficient way to keep fit in a city, but it is tedious and tiresome and you have to look at yourself in the mirror the whole time.
You also write that at that time you, like a lot of women in aerobics, were sort of battling with the whole business of self-image and of how much you cared about how you looked and physical attractiveness. And was boxing partly a way out of that, a way of getting to physical fitness that didn't involve physical beauty?
Yeah. At first, very much so. It was a real relief. It was so refreshing, especially when I did get to Gleason's The Real Gym, because there are mirrors because they help with shadow boxing, but they're wobbly. They're like funhouse mirrors. So it's just, even if you wanted to take yourself seriously and worry about your looks, you really can't.
When you were boxing, you quickly began training at Gleason's, which is legendary in the boxing world, and there were real fighters and real trainers working there. How did the men treat you?
Well, that was really what got me hooked further because I was terrified of going there, even though I'd been working with a Gleason's boxer and in other gyms, and he was the one that took me there, so I was allowed to go in. I was welcome officially, but I was still quaking. I was terrified. And the minute I got in, it was absolutely fine. Boxers are friendly on the whole. I mean, if I can generalize about that. But there was no feeling of, oh, what's she doing here, a girl. It was more like they were interested in the fact that women are now doing this. And also, you know, there was no prurience. There wasn't any eyeing me up. They're working too hard. And it was just everything that I found at the real boxing gym at Gleason's was the opposite of what I would have expected. And it was just so amazing that it continued to hook me. And it's still the case now. I mean, years later, what is it, 9 years since, 8 years since I first walked in there. Now, female membership at Gleason's is something like 25%. That's from 7 women back then.
Tell me about the first time you sparred. What was that like?
Well, there were several first times, because the first time I ever sparred was against a man, as it very often is for women, because they outnumber us. He wasn't that great. He was a fitness boxer, and it was exhilarating and strange, because the first time I got hit was by him, and I was outraged. I was like, how dare you hit me? And then, of course, immediately I realized that's what the point is.
How did you react when he hit you?
Well, it wasn't very hard, so it didn't hurt. In fact, it very rarely hurts because you've got the adrenaline going and it may hurt later, but not at the time. So it's more a shock. And I was a bit shocked because I thought this was wrong, a man hitting me. I didn't think it logically, I didn't think it intellectually. I just felt it. It, of course, dispersed instantly because I knew where I was and I knew that it was fine. And all I wanted to do was hit him back.
So you didn't back down?
Oh, no, God, no. I bloodied his nose. Anyway, then after that, I sparred more and more men. And finally, after maybe 6 months at Gleason's, a woman. And that was the real first real sparring.
Why?
Well, because you're equally matched. And I didn't know. You see, with men, I felt that they held back. Even if they promised that they didn't, I knew that they must be, especially not. Well, professionals would definitely hold back because they're much better than you. And amateurs and especially fitness boxers, even if they're very good, would hold back because they're not really confident that they're not going to hurt you. And even if they don't think that, they are concerned. And there's an imbalance.
So who was the first woman you sparred with?
Well, it ended up being the woman who'd taught me that first punch in aerobics. She owned a gym. And it was she that brought in boxing to this aerobics gym. And it all came full circle. And suddenly one day my trainer had arranged for me to spar with someone and he didn't tell me who it was. And she walked in. And she was my original mentor teacher. And it was quite a shock that I was supposed to get in and spar with her and hit her and defend myself. I felt so good about that. And I also was sort of terrified because I had so many mixed feelings. I didn't want to hurt her, but I did want to hurt her. I felt respectful of her, and yet I wanted to beat her. I mean, and yet it was sparring, so we were both there to get practice. It wasn't that we were trying to win, or were we? You know, I didn't know that stuff yet, so it was all very interesting.
You describe one fight, maybe the most important fight for you of your career, with another woman fighter named Raging Bell. Tell me about that fight.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we were incredibly mismatched. I was overmatched. She was 2 weight classes or more heavier. She was 6'3". I'm 5'8". Her reach was longer, much. And also, she had a record of 6-0 in her professional career, 3 by knockout. And her manager was the promoter of the fight. So odds were loaded against me.
We should point out this was a real fight, not you weren't sparring in this one.
Right, this was the first fight, actually. This was my first. And obviously, that's the stupid one to pick for your first fight, but in a way that appealed to me. So, well, I've got to do it sometime, and this one, I felt that I quite liked being the underdog. I thought, there's no way I can only look good here. If she really hurts me, it's because she's so huge, and no one is going to really censor me for that. But if I'm good, then I get extra kudos because she's so huge.
So what happened in the fight?
It was overwhelming and it was great. I found that I did know what to do and I did, in fact, break her nose, as was confirmed later, although I had broken mine in sparring just before, so neither of our noses did very well. And, well, I didn't get the decision she did, and I think that it was a decision. And I feel now, at the time I was, everyone said you won, you was robbed. But they always say that. But I have watched that tape over and over and over and over again, and I think I might have won. So I felt good about it, because I did what I was supposed to do. And this time I really did let loose. I did not hold back. I was glad I was able to.
When you were in the ring in that fight, she hit hard. Neither of you was holding back. Did that change things? I mean, was there a moment when you felt, I don't know, bloodlust, like you just wanted to kill her?
Yeah, the one time I felt that in the fight was in the second round, and she sort of stood back. I stepped back, which is perfectly fine, but she kind of beckoned to me as if I was scared, and that's why I'd step back. And then I thought, well, let me at her. That, how dare she? And that was great. I really needed that. And then I cornered her, and I think that's when I got her nose, and there was blood. And you know, now to me it sounds very, I'm not like that normally, but certainly in that situation it's expected and it's a good thing.
When you write about being in the ring, your writing changes. You know, it gets kind of choppy and you use just fragments of thoughts. I imagine that in the ring your whole consciousness must change, and that's partly what you're describing.
Yes, and it was very interesting because it did and it didn't. I was in fight mode, definitely. I had the adrenaline rush. It was all as I expected, and yet I was still me. And of course I would still be me. I mean, you don't become someone else ever, but I think I thought that I would be more changed by being in the ring. But it was just the most vivid, one of the most vivid moments ever in my life, because it was just to be in this spotlit ring and to be the action when you've watched it so often, and to be in the position of being the entertainer for the crowds, and the reason you're there is to probably draw blood to beat someone up, and to be that person. It was so against the old me that I was so used to, the nice person. And the discrepancy between what I had learned to become, what I was in that moment, and what I had got used to being of old was present. I was aware of that.
But that sounds like a life-changing moment, as you said, to incorporate
Sure.
this other identity, to discover in yourself a woman who could hit, who could hurt.
Of course, all women are aggressive at some level. If we're not, then there is something buried. I think all humans have an aggressive tendency that can be dealt with in an infinite number of variety of ways and may be quashed, especially if we're female, because it's socialized into us that we shouldn't be aggressive.
Well, of course, since you got into boxing, it has become much cooler, and women have moved into boxing in a serious way. Wasn't there a fight, that specific fight between women, a professional fight, that really kind of changed how women were seen in the boxing world?
Absolutely. There was the first fight to be televised nationally. It was on the undercard of the Tyson-Bruno bout in, I think it was March 96. It was Christy Martin versus Deirdre Gogarty. And Christy Martin was the first woman boxer to be signed up by Don King. And so he had her on every Tyson undercard. And this was the first time that she got to fight on TV. And it was the fight of the night. The Tyson-Bruno bout was really disappointing. And the girls were the real deal. They were toe-to-toe, and it was a really exciting fight. And a lot of spectators at home and also newspaper reporters were quite converted by that, I think shocked at the quality of the women. It was not a joke. Did a lot for the sport.
Is there a risk ever of people regarding this as just titillating, you know, men getting off on girls with breasts fighting each other?
Oh, sure. I think that's always going to be in the picture. There's nothing we can do about it. If men want to view it as titillating, then that's their choice. And it's not particularly comfortable to dwell on it when you're doing it, but you can ignore it fairly easily, I think, for the most part. What I would hate is, and this has happened when boxing commentators, the more chauvinistic kind or the writers in boxing magazines, treat it in print as a TNA show with blood. And that's really annoying, irritating. Cheesecake with ketchup, I think I called it somewhere. That is bad news. And I hope that kind of condescending behavior, which sort of seems defensive, it seems defensive, I think that is probably on the way out.
Are the best women boxers as good as the best men boxers?
In one word, yes. And there's a caveat, which is that we are so much newer to the sport. I think the best women boxers very often came from martial arts background in kickboxing. But now that there's been a few years of practice and there are more women coming into the sport younger and the amateurs are really quite healthy and there's a lot coming up through the ranks that way, like the men do, the skill level is increasing across the board. If the momentum is increased or stays the same even, that there will be more and more impressive women boxers. And there is emerging a difference in style. There's a tendency for women to go toe-to-toe much more. The style is very often much more intense than the men's fights, and that is something that fans really enjoy about women's boxing.
Kate Secules is the author of The Boxer's Heart, How I Fell in Love with the Ring. She spoke with Anne Strangechance.